Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Kyra, K-Y-R-A, Verdi, V-E-R-D-E, dash, Lillis, L-I-L-L-I-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Verdi as described in my reports cited above. Period. She is now a 39-year-old woman who recalls being injured at work on 10-4-10 and then 10-26-10, period. She was lifting a box off her cart to put it on the floor to the float location when she felt the very sharp shooting pain go up her back. Period. At the current time, it felt, at that time, it felt so bad, which is why she's complaining about it. Later, feeling it in her back, come a hand, come a neck more and more, and other regions from overcompensating. She understands her final diagnosis to be reflex sympathetic dystrophy / complex regional pain syndrome. Period. She has been treated with ketamine infusions intravenously and has a port catheter placed to facilitate this. Period. Since evaluated here, she has continued to receive those medication from Dr. Getson, G-E-T-S-O-N. Period. New paragraph. The limited additional documentation supplied are progress notes of Dr. Getson period 2/18/19 period. She had a pretty good month period. Her last 2 weeks had been miserable since she was unable to keep her appointment at 4 weeks period. His ongoing assessment was complex regional pain syndrome - accelerated for reasons stated above, but with generally excellent response to ketamine. Period. He continued to provide infusions every several weeks, running through 5/1/20. Scratch that. 12/2/20. Period. She still had arm and leg pain, but the infusions had really made a big difference. Period. Her arm was actually worse than her leg, but both are problematic. Period. The infusions give her about, quote, 3 good weeks, period, end quote. She has been able to do more, and her gait is more free. Period. She sleeps better and is able to perform more day-to-day functions in her life. Period. Upon exam, the left arm was cool in comparison to the right. Period. The skin was mottled, but no worse. Period. The left leg was hypersensitive compared to the right, and there was some swelling in the left lower extremity. Period. Both the left upper and lower limbs are asymmetric to their counterpart in terms of color and temperature changes. Period. Her gait was mildly antalgic, but she did not utilize an assistive device. Period. The plan was to have her return in 4 weeks for continuation of infusion therapy. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She is quite concerned about authorization for continued ketamine treatment. Period. She doesn't care about the money, but wants her life more normal. Period. She wore 2 long leg coverings on the left from the knee down. Period. These were removed towards the end of the exam. Period. There was no difference in temperature, hydrosis, contracture, or glossy changes compared to the right. Period. Extremities upper. Passive left shoulder motion was guarded. and abduction to 100 degrees, internal rotation to 70 degrees, and external rotation to 75 degrees. Period. She had full passive flexion to 180 degrees with decrease in her discomfort. Period. Adduction and extension were full. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed her left leg was unshaven. Period. There was atrophy of the left lower extremity. Period. There was no change in color, trigger, temperature, or moisture content. Period. Many muscle testing was 4+ for left quadriceps and extensohallensis longus strength. Period. It was 4/5 for left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. She had superficial tenderness to light palpation from the left knee distal to the toes, but there was none on the right. Spine cervical. She had mild tenderness palpation about the left clavicle, trapezius and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. She complained that she has a location just behind her left ear that is also painful. Period. It was not painful to touch. Period. Thoracic. She was moderately tender to palpation at the left scapula and upper paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Lumbar spine. She was able to stand on her toes, mostly using her right leg. Period. She could walk on her heels with some support. Period. There was moderate tenderness to palpation about the left greater trochanter, iliac crest, sciatic notch, and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period. She verbally complained of having pain in her left groin, but this area was not palpated. Period. Impressions. On 10/4/10, Kyra Verdi Lillis was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2019, she has continued to receive ketamine infusions from Dr. Getson on a monthly basis. Period. She states this helps her in terms of the severity of her pain and length of it being present. Period. She has not been working. Period. She is also on several medications, including marijuana. Period. New paragraph. At this juncture, she does not have any overt observable signs of complex regional pain syndrome. Period. She subjectively relates that the ketamine injections give her about 50% relief and increases her ability to carry out her life. Period. Based upon that assertion, ongoing ketamine injections would be appropriate. Period. And put this in bold, we need to check the chronic pain guidelines on that comment. Period. My opinions regarding permanency will be the same as marked in my earlier report. And that's the end.